The plan spends a bit more than what Senate Republicans sought, but less than what was proposed by House Republicans. For example, the state's three universities will get an extra $4.5 million, down about a million from the House plan, but still close to twice as much as the Senate plan. Those in the state Medicaid program will get access to insulin pumps, but senators would not support a House desire to expand that to include chiropractors and podiatrists. Senate President Andy Biggs acknowledged he was holding out to what amounted to a $20 million spending difference in a $9.2 billion budget, but he said it was necessary.
I always believe that $20 million, if it was your and my money and we wanted to throw it away, that's one thing. But if it's taxpayers' money, $20 million is real money to me.
The deal also has the Senate accepting House-crafted language which would appear to commit the legislature to revisit funding for the new Department of Child Welfare and Family Services when it's created. But Biggs, who had opposed any sort of commitment, said he's not concerned, as lawmakers remain free to vote at some future time to overrule it. A vote could come within hours. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.